KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And it's 8:05. We have sunny skies here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today. A high of 82 and areas of fog somewhat burning off this morning. If they haven't already, we'll have fair to partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 56. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Iowa news, the city of Norwalk is searching for a new fire chief. The city administrator has confirmed now former Chief Ryan Coburn resigned. In May, Coburn was arrested on suspicion of operating while intoxicated, according to online records. Coburn pleaded guilty in June. The city has posted a job listing looking for his replacement. A man accused of threatening to shoot up the Waukee High School last March is now exploring a run for school board in Ankeny, making some parents uneasy and gaining attention outside of Iowa. Isaac Holtz, who was 19 at the time, admitted to sending the threatening email as he was being let out of the Dallas County Courthouse following a court appearance. Holtz received a deferred judgment on one count of threat of terrorism. Now, in July of 2021, Holtz has created a website announcing a run for the Ankeny School Board. A Hardin County woman is accused of threatening a teenager with a gun. Carrie Aldrich of Alden is charged with assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. Investigators said on June 23rd she got into a dispute with a teenager who was mowing a ditch near her home. Authorities said Aldrich had a handgun and a long rifle and pointed the handgun toward the teen. Her preliminary hearing was set for July 28th. In other news, thousands of Iowa students in grades K through 12 are getting a taste of what it's like to rocket into orbit, as well as more down-to-earth pursuits, at a mobile classroom venture from Iowa State University. ISU Industrial Design Professor Pete Evans coordinates the Forward Learning Experience, or FLEX, which combines creative thinking, STEM programs, and emerging technologies in a commercial cargo van.
We'll roll up to a school, and we can either do these programs in the parking lot, or we can go into classrooms. And we'll have virtual reality headsets to provide the students, teachers too, with these experiences.
FLEX is partnering with ISU's Women in Science and Engineering program, or WISE, and recently landed a grant from the Iowa Space Grant Consortium. With that money, Evans's team merged virtual reality with a motion base to offer students thrill rides and a flight simulator.
The students can fly the newest training plane that Boeing and Saab have put together, and this is just a brand new contract that's called the Red Hawk, and this is what all of the future astronauts will learn to fly on.
Launched in 2014, Evans says FLEX has reached 80,000 students in all corners of the state, with plans to further broaden its scope in the year ahead. The flight simulator is versatile and can offer realistic rides on everything from roller coasters to farm tractors. Also, in-person visits resumed at the state prisons in Iowa on Saturday after being shut down for some 16 months following the COVID-19 outbreak. Department of Corrections Director Beth Skinner said they're going to start out by allowing just half the normal capacity for visitors.
We know COVID's still around, there's variants around, and things like that, so we want to start off slow and then carefully watch the numbers.
She says they'll still have online visitation available and may expand the in-person prison visitation if everything goes well.
We'll reevaluate that in a couple months to see, making sure that the numbers stay stable if we don't have any spread of COVID in our prisons.
Skinner spoke at the Board of Corrections meeting on Friday and says they now only have 2 COVID cases in the system. She also announced a change that she says the staff are excited about.
We are no longer requiring staff to wear masks. Is completely optional at this point. There are exemptions where you, in terms where you are required to wear a mask. For example, it would be in infirmary.
Skinner says the prison population has crept back up and is now 11.8% above capacity. She said it was 22% above capacity prior to COVID. She also says the population is expected to increase even more in the coming weeks.
We still have people in jail waiting to come in, probably 150 or 60 or so, and the courts might not be fully ramped up. So I expect that number of 350 admissions to probably rise over time as the courts get going.
Skinner was asked about filling the open positions, and she says it's been a priority to find people to fill those.
Our wardens have done a terrific job. We're actually working with DAS, Department of Administrative Services, as well, to figure out, talk about recruitment, some new strategies in terms of getting more people in the door, more applicants.
Speaking of wardens, the Iowa Board of Corrections voted Friday in support of three new wardens to lead within the Department of Corrections. The board approved the department's selection of Sean Howard as the warden of the Newton Correctional Facility, or NCF, Marcy Stroud as the warden of the Mount Pleasant Correctional Facility, and Chris Tripp as the warden of the Iowa State Penitentiary. Sean Howard, who will serve as warden of the NCF, as we mentioned, in Newton, is the current deputy warden of the Clarinda Correctional Facility, where he served in that position since August of 2019. Howard has led over 29 years of experience in the field of corrections. He's held such positions as juvenile court liaison officer and probation and parole officer in the 5th Judicial District's Department of Correctional Services, and has worked at the CCF for the past 16 years in the positions of treatment director and deputy warden. You can read a brief bio of the other two wardens in this same story on our news page at kjan.com. And finally in the news, the Iowa Department of Corrections reports a correctional officer was assaulted by an inmate at the Anamosa State Penitentiary Friday afternoon at around 2:30 p.m. While an officer was supervising inmates, one inmate began assaulting the officer with closed fist strikes. The officer used pepper spray and defensive techniques. When additional staff arrived, the aggressive inmate complied with directives, being restrained. The officer was initially examined by faculty medical staff and sent to the local hospital as a precautionary measure. The officer was released and has since returned to work. The inmate was found to have not suffered any injuries. The incident remains under investigation. That is a check of our news on KJAN. There's more online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.